What if the conventional wisdom about running a business is completely wrong? Richard Branson's journey with Virgin suggests exactly that. From a small record shop to a global empire spanning airlines, telecommunications, and space travel, Branson has consistently defied traditional business logic. His approach isn't about ruthless competition or maximizing quarterly profits. It's about enjoying the journey, treating people well, and challenging established industries with fresh thinking. When most CEOs would fire an employee caught stealing, Branson gave a second chance to a talent scout who later discovered Culture Club, one of Virgin's biggest acts. This single decision exemplifies the human-centered philosophy that has propelled Virgin's success across wildly different sectors. The foundation of entrepreneurial success isn't grinding sacrifice, but genuine enjoyment. When he started Virgin from a London basement, he had no grand strategy, just a desire to create something meaningful while having fun. This joy-centered approach has guided Virgin's expansion across dozens of industries for over four decades. Beyond enjoyment, Virgin's success rests on four additional pillars: innovation, pride of association, leadership through listening, and visibility. In today's crowded marketplace, offering something radically different is essential. Even in established industries like airlines, Virgin found ways to stand out through exceptional customer service. Their breakthrough with Virgin Atlantic was simply having crew members who were genuinely nice to passengers. A company's most valuable asset is its people, not its physical resources or brand. Finding and retaining exceptional talent is leadership's greatest challenge. What sets companies apart is their people's attitude. Virgin Airlines wins service awards because their crews genuinely care about passengers. Leadership quality directly impacts retention. Good leaders understand their teams, engage personally, and listen actively. People typically leave jobs due to frustration and feeling unheard, not just compensation. Poor leadership can rapidly damage even successful businesses, as Virgin learned when management changes on Necker Island hurt staff morale. Trust anchors Virgin's people-first approach. When a Virgin Records employee was caught stealing, Branson offered a second chance, reflecting his belief in human potential, a philosophy shaped by his own teenage experiences. Virgin's authentic family spirit, celebrated through gatherings that grew from small house parties to massive events, has sustained their culture through decades of growth. Must you become aggressive to succeed in business? Branson firmly rejects this notion. Virgin's approach has always been positive and inclusive, focusing on building long-term relationships instead of short-term wins. This philosophy has helped them maintain decades-long partnerships across industries. For every aggressive supplier, five others will create more value through cooperation. While a strong personality helps in business, strong doesn't mean aggressive. The key skills are confidence in vision, listening ability, and effective delegation. Branson demonstrates this by carrying a notebook to record ideas from employees at all levels. When faced with challenges, he often delegates to team members who bring fresh perspectives. In negotiations, maintaining calm is essential. You can negotiate effectively by understanding your goals and leverage points without aggression. Sharing time with colleagues after tough talks helps maintain relationships that often prove valuable later. Branson's experience shows that people return to do business with those they trust, creating a cycle of repeat business and referrals. His willingness to listen and admit when others' ideas are better has been key to his 40-year success. Imagine landing at JFK Airport and receiving a coat you'd forgotten in London delivered via Concorde ahead of your 747 flight. This extraordinary British Airways effort created lasting customer loyalty. Great customer service requires seamless teamwork across all touchpoints. At Virgin Atlantic, when an upper-class customer missed his limo and arrived angry after taking a taxi, an agent immediately refunded his fare from her pocket and expedited him through security. When her supervisor initially refused reimbursement without a receipt, the airport manager stepped in to support the employee's customer-first decision. Good service starts with leadership. Without top-level commitment, even excellent frontline staff become constrained. While you can't script every scenario, empowering employees to treat customers as they'd want to be treated creates memorable experiences that build loyal advocates. When Virgin Atlantic challenged British Airways in 1984, they proved that small businesses can effectively compete against industry giants by exploiting their inherent advantages. While BA was constrained by bureaucracy, Virgin's agility allowed for quick adaptations based on customer and crew feedback. Their smaller fleet enabled premium services like door-to-door limousine transport, something larger airlines couldn't feasibly offer across their networks. Even as Virgin Records grew to dominate the independent music scene, Branson maintained their competitive edge by splitting into smaller companies. This strategy allowed them to simultaneously sign major acts like the Rolling Stones while remaining agile enough to discover new talent. The key lesson? Smaller businesses can leverage their nimbleness to deliver innovative, personalized experiences that larger competitors cannot easily match. While the traditional four P's of business, people, product, price, and promotion, are important, Virgin discovered another crucial element, fun. This philosophy hasn't just been a marketing tactic, but a core strategy that has distinguished Virgin across industries. When Virgin Atlantic launched with limited promotional resources, they mastered jugular marketing through witty, topical advertising that gave their brand personality. From pinched from Virgin Atlantic salt shakers to entertaining safety demos, fun permeated the customer experience. Their publicity stunts became legendary, including the BA Can't Get It Up banner when British Airways struggled with the Millennium Wheel. This approach creates emotional connections with customers that go beyond typical business relationships. Internally, Virgin cultivates the same spirit through game rooms, flexible workspaces, and social events, recognizing that happy employees deliver better customer experiences and attract top talent. The key is balancing professionalism with strategic playfulness. On Branson's Brandsometer, 9 is the highest possible score, reflecting his belief that everything can be improved, no matter how excellent. This philosophy drives all Virgin Enterprises to constantly enhance customer experiences through better service, products, and innovation. As a discerning consumer, Branson finds inspiration in poor service experiences. Virgin Records emerged from his frustration with unfriendly music shops, leading him to create welcoming stores where young people could relax with music. Virgin Atlantic similarly arose after he encountered subpar airline service in the Caribbean. Branson emphasizes viewing business from the customer's perspective, often mystery shopping in disguise and demanding swift improvements when issues arise. Virgin maintains a yes-if rather than no-because mentality, pursuing ideas others dismiss as impossible. This approach includes finding creative solutions, like using portable video players when seatback screens were too expensive. Their willingness to take calculated risks while constantly improving has repeatedly proven that conventional wisdom isn't always right.